Hello and welcome to Eagles Power Hour, your official unofficial Eastern Washington affiliate on the Big Sky Podcast Network. I'm your host, Patrick Frakes, and your Eastern Washington Eagles are Big Sky regular season champs in both men's and women's basketball. Awesome, awesome stuff. We kind of hit on that in our previous episode talking about football a little bit, but man, it has been an absolutely awesome season for both the men's and women's teams. These teams are so much fun to watch, and they're just so fun to cheer on all year, man. Seeing them bust their butts, and they're going to be rewarded with a regular season ring, which is just awesome stuff. I was lucky enough to be there Thursday when Eastern sealed it versus Montana and watched the net cut down ceremony and all that. Just chills, man. So much fun to watch, and doing it over Montana was just amazing. And then talk about the Eagle women sealing a Big Sky regular season championship with a Jamie Luetta buzzer beater over the Bobcats. You got to be kidding me. Just storybook finishes for these ladies and for the men too, beating Montana on your home court. It really, really is awesome. We're going to kind of wrap up these last three games for both of them into just pretty short little summary, talking about them kind of as a sequence. We're not going to get too into the weeds with each game individually, primarily just because I'm running a little bit low on time this week. It's midterm week for me. I have spring break next week here at U of I, so I'm running a little low on time and energy and prep time for this one. So we're going to kind of go on the fly, both the Eagle men and women were able to sweep their final three games of the year. Both were able to seal conference championships, back-to-back regular season championships for the Eagle men. But shout out to Coach Riley, because awesome stuff. But we're going to kind of just really quickly talk about a few the games individually here. I'm sharing the screen. So Eagle men, we'll talk about the Montana game. Again, I was in attendance for this one. This one was really just kind of a shootout, but I don't know. This game, I wasn't mega worried about the offensive production or the defensive production necessarily. A lot of people were not very thrilled with defensive effort in all three of these games for the Eagle men, and the Montana State and the Sac State were definitely warranted. Those were probably two of the worst defensive efforts we've seen all year from this Eagle men team. But you got to take it with a grain of salt, considering that the Eagles didn't have a ton to play for in those two games. They already had the one seed locked up. They had the Big Sky regular season outright championship locked up. Those two games were for pride, and they meant a lot for the other team. Well, maybe not as much for Sac State, but they meant a lot for a team like Montana State. They had the, they had the five seed on the line or the four seed on the line. If they were able to win and some teams lost, they had a chance there. And so, you know, these teams were playing hard and playing for their seasons and their seeding. Well, this Montana game was the one that really mattered. And Eastern really, in the second half, they just kind of took over. In the first half, holy shit, dude. Anand Moody is just, Anand Moody, however you say it, was just absolutely electric. He was really Montana's main source of offense. A few other guys, Trajan Sawyer hit a couple of threes, which was something you don't see every day. Deshaun Thomas hit a couple of threes as well. Those were his only points of the night, though. Anand Moody scored 35 of Montana's 79 points in this one. This was an epic crowd, over 2,100 fans. Awesome stuff. I was sitting with a few of the Eastern football players, and we actually had to, like, move out of our seats, got kicked out of where we were sitting by people with tickets, and it's pretty rare that happens at Eagle men's games for us. So it was really, really awesome crowd, encouraging crowd, just awesome fun stuff. Looking at some of the quick box score stuff, Montana played really well that first half, and Eastern again had kind of a tougher first half shooting from what it felt like overall. I guess it really wasn't when you look at the stats. It just didn't feel like the most productive first half of all time when it comes to shooting, but they kind of strapped down the defense a little bit in that second half, didn't give Moody quite as many opportunities, and they were able to shut down Montana pretty well. Both teams shot very well. I mean, it was 79-89, kind of an offensive shootout, but the defensive effort wasn't particularly horrible. when you look at the Montana State and the Sac State games, those games, I'm going to be honest, those were two of, I would personally say those were the two worst offensive or defensive showings this Eagle men's team has had all year in terms of in conference. Because that's kind of when I've really dialed in and watched them closely. So this Montana game, I wouldn't say so as much. You know, Moody was just really their all their offense. Again, this night was just absolutely glorious. Beating the Grizz to seal it. Awesome stuff. Shout out to Casey Jones. He had 30 points as well as 6 rebounds, 13 of those points coming from the free throw line. He had an awesome dunk. Cedric Howard had a highlight dunk, went 10 for 17 from the field on 25 points and 5 rebounds. Excuse me. Just awesome stuff all around. Ethan Price with 12 points, 8 points for Lamont Watts. Magnuson had 4 points. He had a nice and one opportunity. Missed the free throw, but it was good to see Magnuson drive in there and be a little bit of a scorer. And then obviously Moody had 35 points for Montana. He was really their main scoring. Then we talk about Montana State. This one was nuts. We went to overtime. First half was kind of a lower scoring, defensive battle. Montana State was just kind of out shooting Eastern by a little bit. They were really just, they were getting lucky with a lot of those contested threes, deep threes. And then in the second half, they started figuring out Eastern's defense a little bit. When Eastern went to the zone, they were able to get a lot of open corner threes by kind of spreading the floor in a way that Eastern hasn't really defended a ton, and they were just able to knock down threes at a pretty high rate, if I'm remembering right. They shot 44% on the game from three, 8 for 4 in that second half, or 8 for 14 in that second half, excuse me. And they really, really played it tough in that second half. Shooting wise, they were just lights out, man. It was tough to beat them. It was tough to stop them, excuse me. And a big part of that was, hey, that was some subpar defensive effort, that's for sure. But I don't know. To me, it felt like a good amount of it was a little bit of scheming. When we went man-to-man, they were running just pretty simple pick and roll. And what we've been doing all year is, our big man on the pick and roll hedges extremely hard enough to the point where it stops the ball handler from driving, it kind of forces them to turn around, and then whoever was getting screened kind of covers the roller and then kind of tries to recover. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about, where our big man hedges super hard and like half runs up the court to just cut off that pick and roll man. Well, we were doing that, but the way that Montana State was spreading the floor, it didn't allow our help defense to really guard the roller the way that we've been able to a lot of the year. And it allowed them to get a lot of wide open looks inside to Olmstead. Olmstead had 15 points in this one. He had a nutty couple last games because he only played a few minutes really all year. And so it was a very impressive outing from John Olmstead, the big man from Montana State. But Eddie Turner was lights out in this one from three. He was 4 for 6. Robert Ford and Brian Garocki also had up in the high double figures, 18 for Robert Ford, as well as 5 rebounds and 3 assists. 9 assists to go for Turner. 22 points for Brian Garocki. He was freaking lights out, man. 2 for 7 for 3, but he got to the free throw line at a high clip. He had 8 rebounds. He played very well. 2 steals for him. Eastern turned the ball over a lot in this one. 16 turnovers, 5 of them going to Coward, which was brutal. But Coward made up for that with 23 points, 10 rebounds, 18 points, 6 rebounds for Jake Kyman, 16 points for Casey Jones with 4 rebounds. He also got jabbed in the face. But anyways, 11 points for Ethan Price. Magnuson had 9 freaking points on senior day. Let's go, Ellis. We love Ellis Magnuson when he gets his scoring going. 21 points for Lawan Watts, though. He was huge down the stretch in overtime and down in the second half. He made a lot of big plays, getting open on screens and stuff like that, that allowed us to win this one. Again, not the best defensive outing. The second half particularly, it kind of looked like Montana State figured out how Eastern likes to run their defense, and so they're really exposing it, which is, it's okay, whatever, but that's something that, looking to Boise, we really need to figure that out, that's for sure. Something to note with this Montana State game, Eastern started the game 9% from three, and then the second half they're able to hit a couple, but still only 7 for 24 from three. Typically, we like seeing a little bit better percentages with that. For whatever reason, Montana State just, we cannot shoot against. I don't know what the deal is with that, but I don't know. They're not necessarily a team that I'm super concerned about playing. Looking forward to the tournament, but whatever. We'll quickly hit on the Sac State game. This one was kind of a shootout again. It wasn't the greatest of defensive efforts either, that's for sure. We allowed one of the worst shooting teams in the really in the country to shoot 52% and 60% from three, damn near 58%. They broke their school record for threes in a game. They hit 18 damn threes in this game. They're one of the worst shooting teams in the entire, they are the worst shooting team in the conference. They got a lot of good looks, but I mean, I will be honest. A lot of their threes came from either contested looks or guys that don't shoot. You know, some of their bigs that really don't shoot threes at all were just hocking them up and making it. And so, you know, they made a lot of threes, but half of them I probably would chalk up to, damn, that's a good shot. Okay, whatever, we move on. They shoot a ridiculously high percentage, and that's the only reason this game was close at all. I believe Eastern, like, completely, not quite, 28 to 25 rebound ratio. Looking at the turnovers, 14 to 18. They turn the ball over a lot. Like, it's not like they outplayed Eastern any fast in the game, really, other than they just shot better. You know, Eastern shot okay, not astounding, but Eastern outscored them in the paint 50 to 20. Like, they were just dominated inside, and they were just able to keep up by, they didn't make every shot, but they just shot the three at such a high percentage that it allowed them to stay in this one. And really, it looked like they might win it heading into the tournament, man. It was kind of a weird low note to go out on in the season, but I mean, I'm not going to take this Montana State game and this Sac State game insanely serious, because we didn't see those same errors against teams where it really mattered. You know, this game, obviously, it had no implications on seeding. It had no implications on really anything except for, I guess, potential, like, NCAA tournament seeding. But, I mean, I really wasn't too worried. Eastern was able to win this one. They played good offense in the post. They really dominated inside. Casey Jones had 17. Coward with 15 points. You know, Price had 10. Magnuson was 0, but he had 7 assists. Typical Magnuson numbers. 24 points for Dane Erickstrup. I believe like 16 of those were in the first half. He had a really nice game. Hit a couple of those threes that he's just been missing for whatever reason this year, the last kind of half of this year. Kaiman shot a lot of shots that drive me nuts sometimes, but it's okay. We'll move on. Ethan Price, you know, he had a solid game with 6 rebounds. Overall solid game. Nothing extremely astounding. Getting 37, 40, 42 bench points, though. Awesome stuff, man. Zonkey had a nice layup. Mason Williams hit a three. Really nice to see him getting some playing time, getting back. Luan Watts went 6 for 9 from the field. Nice. You know, solid game. Offensively, at least. Defensively, again, not the best shot. There's a lot of open looks, but are we really going to complain about open looks when Sac State was the worst team shooting the three all year? And so the game plan was likely, hey, let's eliminate the paint and make them shoot. And they were able to shoot tonight. And that's okay. It's okay. It was a close game. It shouldn't have been a close game. But we'll move on. I think really the teams that have been able to hang close with Eastern have shot ridiculous percentages either from three or just shot ridiculous amounts of threes. I'm thinking Idaho State. I'm thinking Montana in their first half. I'm thinking the Sac State game. Those games where teams have been able to really, you know, keep up with Eastern, it's all been they're just shooting ridiculous percentages. And I'm not too insanely worried about that heading into the Big Sky Conference tournament, because teams don't shoot well in Boise. For whatever reason, it being a hockey tournament, a hockey arena, the depth perception is a little bit different, and it just kind of messes with teams, and they just don't shoot quite as well, which is, I think, plays really well into Eastern's strengths. It's going to force teams to have to go inside, and Eastern's the best team inside in the conference. And it's going to force Eastern to score inside, which is something that, hey, when they can't hit an outside shot, sometimes they struggle with. But I really like Eastern's chances heading into this Big Sky tournament. And I guess that's a perfect segue to look at this Big Sky tournament bracket. So Eastern Washington, they got the one seed. They have the opening round bye, and then they will play on Sunday at 4:30 Pacific time, 5:30 Mountain time in Boise there at the ICCU Arena, the basement of the Grove Hotel. That's where I believe the Boise, it's like the Boise Steelheads or something, some hockey team plays. But we will get the winner of Idaho and Sac State. That's the 9 versus 10 seed game. That game is being played at Saturday at 4:30 local time, or 4:30 Cheney time, Pacific time, I should say, 5:30 Mountain time. That would be local time. So, you know, that's the game to watch on Saturday. We'll find out who Eastern plays. I really like Eastern's chances against either of these teams. Idaho, really, they've been just kind of face-planting into the end of the season, man. They're a team, if you guys watch Tubbs, obviously I was on Tubbs, I was talking relatively highly of about a week ago, and then they just absolutely face-planted these last three games. They had a chance at a sixth seed if they were to win out, and they ended up losing out and getting blown out on their way out the door. So, you know, they're really just looking at this Sac State game as kind of their Super Bowl, if I'm being completely honest. And if they're able to pull that one off, okay, I like our chances against them. But looking forward, this is where things get a little bit more interesting. And of course, this is the game that we lost last year to NAU. But NAU was just ridiculous last year. I don't know what the deal was with that. And I'm sure Eagles fans are going to have a little bit of PTSD, one game at a time. But we're going to look ahead. We're going to look at this potential semifinal. Well, I guess it would be the it would be the semifinal matchup with either Weber State or Montana State. This is where things get interesting and get kind of tough. So both Weber State and Montana State are teams that have beaten Eastern this year and teams that have given Eastern a run for their money in both games. You know, really the way that this tournament worked out, I would have much rather played either Montana or Portland State. Just we played better against those two teams this year. So getting the two teams that have given us trouble this year is kind of annoying. You know, so I'm not necessarily terrified of these teams, but if you put all these teams on the thing and say, or on the page and say, hey, pick two or three teams that you're scared of or you're more worried of as an Eastern fan, the one seed this tournament, and that's probably Weber State, Montana State, and probably Northern Colorado. And I have a feeling that we're going to be seeing two of those three in this tournament. We're definitely going to at least see one if we're able to win this Idaho / Sac State matchup here. Sac State's playing good ball, so I mean, if they're shooting insanely lights out again in Boise, which I seriously doubt will happen, you know, that could be a potential tough game, but I'm really looking forward in this thing, and I'm looking at, we have to either face Dylan Jones and probably the hottest team in the Big Sky right now in Weber State, or we have to face, well, I guess Weber State did just lose to Montana State on national TV. And kind of the play-in game for the two seed, if Weber was able to win it, they would have been the two seed. Instead, they ended up losing, and they play Montana State for the they played the 4-5 seed game now, which means they get till Monday off, but it still is kind of a tough situation for them having to play Montana State back-to-back, but I almost think it plays into Weber State's favor. Weber State, again, they have Dylan Jones. They have the best player in the conference, really. He's probably going to win Big Sky MVP. It was St. Thomas through about three-fourths of the season, and then, man, Dylan Jones just took over. He's averaging like 20-10-7 or something ridiculous like that, and so he probably is going to be the front-runner for the MVP. It looks like he is. So we're going to have to play him. I'm kind of not assuming, but it really wouldn't shock me if we end up playing Weber State in this semifinal game. And hey, that's going to be a tough game. You know, Weber State's a really good team, and they have the best player really in the conference. But I like our chances. The last game, man, Weber State was just on. They were shooting phenomenally in Cheney. That was the game that we lost to Weber State in Cheney, and they were just shooting phenomenally. Just for whatever reason, man, we just could not get a stop. I doubt that that is going to happen in Boise. I really, really like Eastern's chances in this one, man. Just the way that Eastern is built, they really are kind of an inside-out team first. They dominate with their size. They play, well, they've been dominating with their defense, but not so much lately. But, it, you know, they're more of a post-first team, I guess. So I really like our chances. If we get Montana State, I like our chances against them again. I know that they have given us trouble this year, but it's tough to beat a good team twice, and I think Eastern's the better team of the two. You know, they're the team that could really make a run if they're hot, and I mean, they got the coaching staff and they got the talent to make a run if they you know, have to. But I like Eastern's chances, even though it's going to be a tough road. I really do like Eastern's chances. If someone was asking me who I would bet on, I like Eastern's chances, guys. Not saying that to jinx Eastern or anything, but I like how we're built. I don't love our matchups, but looking at the teams, like the way that they gave us close games is a way that I just don't see them doing in the Big Sky tournament in that arena, and what have you. Just for whatever reason, they just usually do not shoot well, and I think Eastern has the advantage inside on almost any team in the Big Sky. Really, probably any team in the Big Sky. I think the only team that really has a player inside that would give Eastern trouble is either NAU or with Basham. He's just dominant in there, or probably Dylan Jones. So, you know, I keep saying it, but I like our chances, guys. I'm looking forward. We will likely see either Montana or Northern Colorado in the championship if we are to get there. I would love to see the Grizz in the championship game. I would just absolutely love that. But, man, it would just be awesome. Eastern versus the Grizz. It doesn't get much better than that if you're an Eastern fan. For the championship, to go to the big dance, that would be absolutely phenomenal. But, obviously, one game at a time, you got to beat Idaho. So, or Sac State, obviously. I don't know if I'd be picking Sac State or not, but what have you. So, the dates to remember if you are an Eastern Washington fan. Saturday, March 9th, we will be finding out who we play at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. That's Idaho versus Sac State. The winner will play Eastern Washington. Then, March 10th, that is Sunday. That is when Eastern Washington has their first game. They will be playing at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time, 5:30 Mountain time. The winner of this game moves on to Tuesday, March 12th. But, the winner of that game is at 5:30 Pacific time on March 12th, Tuesday. But to find out the opponent for that game, that is March 11th. That is Monday. That will be Weber State versus Montana State. If you were an audio listener, Weber State versus Montana State is a play-in game for the semifinals. So is Eastern versus whoever wins that Sac State-Idaho game. The winners of those two games play in the semifinals. So, just projecting. If Eastern beats Idaho, they will either have to play Weber State or Montana State in the semifinals. And then just projecting a little further, they will have to play likely either Northern Colorado, Montana, or Portland State in the championship if they were to get there. Again, guys, I really like Eastern's chances, and I'm really excited about this. I really think if Eastern can play their efficient brand of basketball, if they could take care of the ball, limit the turnovers, and knock down a few shots, they don't have to be elite, I don't think. They just have to knock down a couple. I really like what our chances will be of potentially going to the big dance again in 2023. Okay, or 2024, I guess it is. Jeez, wow, I'm old. Old, whatever. Okay, we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about the women's weekend. Again, I'm going to brush through this really quick. I didn't get to watch a couple of these games. Just, again, time constraints. But Eagles were able to beat the Grizz last second. 3 from the senior Jacinta Buckley. She is back. Man, it's awesome to have her back. She just felt like she had a major impact. Maybe it wasn't minutes, maybe it wasn't all the stats in the world, but she did get 9 rebounds, something that Eastern has been struggling with recently. We were able to, we got rebounded by Montana 46-40, but the defensive effort was astounding, dude. Montana is one of the best offensive teams in the freaking conference, and we held them to just 55 points. and scored 56. That's all you need, man. And excellent crowd in Missoula. 3,400, almost 3,500 people for a women's basketball game is awesome. But, man, Jamie Emma Mother Effing Louetta, she had a double-double, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, and 2 steals. But the game winner, within the final seconds, a 3 to Jacinta Buckley, who really isn't a 3-point shooter. She hit that for her 3rd, 4th, and 5th point in the game. She had 4 steals and 9 rebounds, though. Just the hustle and the presence down low, having Jacinta Buckley back was huge, especially against a team like Montana with a big Carmen G. Feller in there. Look at the Montana box score. 15 points for Espen Miller-McGraw. Conan Mack had 11 points, 8 apiece for Gina Marks and Carmen G. Feller. Other than that, man, we were able to hold Montana to a pretty low percentage for them, about 40%, but only 30. I guess, man, they shot pretty well. They probably shot pretty well for them, to be honest, anyways. They shot about average. 18 turnovers is where this thing was won, though. Forcing 18 turnovers by the Grizz and only turned the ball over 8 times. Man, awesome, awesome stuff. Huge shout-out to the Lady Eagles here. Looking at the Montana State game, another one comes down to the end. This one was to seal the regular season championship, or at least a share of the regular season championship. Eastern Washington hit a game winner. As the buzzer sounded, Jamie frickin' Louetta hits the game winner to seal it, to give those ladies another ring. Huge shout out to Millie Knowles. She just got engaged like last week to former Eagle safety Anthony Smith. And so there's just a funny picture of her posing with the trophy and her engagement ring. I'm like, ring season? Anyways, she didn't have any points in this one, 2 rebounds, but 15 points for Jamie Louetta, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, the game winner, buzzer beater that was good enough to earn her player of the week in the Big Sky. I don't think anyone can be more of a front runner for Big Sky MVP than Jamie Louetta. If she doesn't win Big Sky MVP, I don't know what's going on. She has to be the front runner for Big Sky MVP, or else we have to riot, man, because she deserves it. No question. She's the lifeblood of this team. 11 points, 4 rebounds for Jaleesa Lawrence versus Montana State. Aaliyah Alexander, just 7 points. Aaliyah Alexander, a little bit down in her typical scoring numbers, only 10 versus Montana, 7 versus Montana State. But, man, I don't really know if it matters, man. We're able to score, score enough to win this one 52-50 again. Another defensive brawl. Both teams shooting real low percentages. But, man, a win's a win, man, and this is how Eastern plays games. They slow you down. They play amazing defense. They won't be the best offensive team in the world, but man, they just so proud of these ladies to be able to win this thing, man. Awesome, awesome stuff. Briefly hitting on the Sac State game. This one I did not watch a second of. I will be completely honest, but this one was not close most of the game. It was kind of like within 6 or 7 points in that first half, but then the second half, Eastern came out in the third quarter and just absolutely dominated. Sac came back to make it look kind of respectable, but it really wasn't much of a game most of this thing. They had a couple players, they had 3 players in double figures, but we're more worried about Eastern Washington. Eastern had 4 players in double figures, 14 for Louetta, 14 for Ellie Alexander, 14 for Jaleesa Lawrence, 13 for Jacinta Buckley. Man, it's awesome to see her back on the floor. 4 points for Millie Knowles, 8 points for, 8 points for Alexis Pettis, 3 points for Ellie Bonai. You know, well-rounded, 8 assists, 5 steals, and 3 rebounds for Jamie Louetta. Let me look at the, wow, they actually had 15 assists for them. They typically don't assist the ball very well, but man, just so, so awesome. For 17 turnovers versus Sac State, ridiculous. Shot relatively efficient for Eastern Washington, 44%. And really, I don't have much more takeaways from this, but looking forward to the women's side of this bracket. Man, I am so excited to watch this women's bracket, and I don't know if I'm being selfish or what, but I have a feeling that this women's bracket might end up being a little bit more easy for the Eagle women, and not necessarily saying that the teams are worse. I just think the matchups aren't quite as bad as the other side. Montana State and Weber State are both teams that have beat Eastern in the regular season. You know, Montana State beat Eastern in the regular season in the women's side of things. And they are on our side of the bracket, but I like our chances to be able to beat them. You know, both games were real close, came down to the wire. We beat them by right at the end at their place. They beat us right at the end at our place. I think Eastern is the more talented and better team on a neutral site. I think Eastern's going to be able to win this one. But looking at the women's bracket, games to pay attention to on March 9th, that is Saturday, the Eastern women will watch Weber State versus Portland State to find out who they will be playing. Weber State and Portland State have both been pretty bad this year. I'm not too worried about either of these teams. Portland State has just been just horrible, man. They were kind of a team that we thought would be better. They have one of the better scorers in the league, but in Esmeralda, I can't remember her name, but they're just, both teams aren't very good. Again, not looking past these games, but I'm going to look past these games because I don't have the time to break down every game individually, but you know, really Eastern should win either of these games. You know, I think their defense will be able to really just shut down both Portland State and Weber State. But that game, Weber State versus Portland State, that's the 9-10 game, will be played at 11 a.m. Pacific time on March 9th. That is Saturday. That is when the Eagle women will find out who their opponent will be on Sunday. The Eagle women's first game in this tournament is March 10th, Sunday. That'll be at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Mountain time. And that will be the winner of the Weber State-Portland State game. Then Monday, March 11th, is Montana State versus Northern Colorado. That's the 4-5 seed game. The winner of that game goes to the semifinals, and hopefully the other side of that will be Eastern Washington. That is, the semifinals will be played on March 12th, Tuesday. That is going to be, again, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. A lot of day games for these, or morning games, I guess I should say, for the Eagle women. Really hoping they should be able to cruise to the semifinals. You know, really on paper that they really should be able to. Well, they should be able to cruise to the quarterfinals at least to... no, that's the semifinals. Excuse me. I don't know why I was having a weird moment there, but they should be able to cruise to the semifinals to play either Montana State or Northern Colorado. It really could be either team, you know, just depending on how Montana State's playing. Again, they haven't played well on the road besides their game in Cheney, really. And so I think it will, I'm leaning towards seeing Northern Colorado, but we really could see either team. And then Eastern Washington will have, you know, a tough opponent, but it's a 4-5 seed rather than playing NAU or the Grizz again. Hopefully we're going to be able to win that game to go on to the championship, which is March 13th, Wednesday at 3 p.m. Mountain Time. That'll be 2 p.m. Pacific Time. That is the big one to go to the big dance. But, man, how insanely amazing would it be if both the men's and women's team were able to win this tournament? I think both teams are the best, most talented teams in the tournament on either side of their bracket. I think the women's game, I really have, you know, the most faith of them to get to the championship game, but I think the championship game will be a really tough matchup for them. And then when I think about the men's side of things, I think getting to the championship game will be tougher than we think. And then once we get to the championship game, I really like Eastern's chances against both either Northern Colorado or Montana. Both teams are very shoot first teams that depend on their offense a lot. And I don't think Boise typically is where the offense shines. You know, I'm excited, man. This is going to be so much fun to watch. Man, we got 2-1 seeds, both teams with championship aspirations, both teams really looking to go get to the big dance on both sides. If Eastern was to win, there's a pretty good, and on the women's side of things, there's a pretty good chance they'd be playing in Spokane in their on their tournament game, which would be freaking awesome. I would assume that they would try to regionally do that, but if not, it's whatever. Man, it would be awesome, awesome, awesome to have either the men's or the women's team playing in Spokane for the tournament. But that's kind of our quick preview of the Big Sky tournament here. Looking at the other side of the women's bracket, NAU is the 2 seed. The Grizz are the 3 seed. Those are the two biggest threats on that side of the bracket. Both teams, again, they're pretty offensive first teams, similar to the men's side. NAU, you know, Eastern just dominated them in their second matchup, but NAU is one of the teams that has beaten Eastern this year on the women's side of things, same with Montana State. But I have more faith in beating Montana State than I do in beating NAU for a second time. NAU is a damn good team. They shoot the ball very well. They have a really good forward in Sophie Glancy. But I think what sets Eastern apart and gives Eastern the best chance to win this women's bracket is getting Jacinta Buckley back. I don't see anyone beating Eastern Washington with Jacinta Buckley back. I really think she's the X factor. And not necessarily because she's the greatest player on the team, but I just think her presence is really what Eastern was missing in those few losses and few shaky performances that we had this year. And so, man, what a freaking year of Eagle basketball, guys. This is probably, we'll do one more basketball episode, but after that, I think we're probably going to wrap it up with the basketball and be talking almost strictly football. I'm a football guy. I'm not going to hide that. I'm a football guy. I'm going to be biased towards football. Example A, I just released a football episode the week of the Big Sky Tournament in basketball. But, you know, we're me and Kyler are both football guys, so we're going to be releasing our football stuff. But we try to cover basketball as much as we can just because these teams have been amazing and they really deserve it. Man, we're just so, so excited. This tournament is about to be so much fun. Guys, tune the F in. I'm going to put the men's bracket back up on here, but I apologize for the rambling because I have no plan today. I'm just rambling. Again, championship game for the men's game. The men's tournament is at 8:30 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, March 13th. Man, I would be, I wish I could get down to Boise for this one, but I'm just not going to be able to swing it. But Tuesday, March 12th is the semifinals that Eastern should hopefully be playing in. That game's at 5:30 Pacific time. Eastern's first game is March 10th on Sunday. That is 5:30 p.m. Mountain time, 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. Just an awesome, awesome, awesome year, awesome stuff when it comes to basketball up in Cheney. And I'm so excited for spring ball. Spring ball starts in under 2 weeks. We have some epic guests lined up. Keep an eye out for that. I think that's all we got. This one's a little bit, you know, unorganized, rambling, and kind of probably not our best episode, but I needed to get some sort of a preview out here for the Big Sky Tournament. We'll do a bit of a season recap after the tournament, whenever that may be. Hopefully, we're going to the big dance and we got more basketball to talk about. But if not, we got football to keep ourselves entertained as well. Man, shout out to these teams, man. Both have been awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. Okay, I keep saying awesome, awesome, awesome stuff, and I keep repeating myself a million times. And so I'm going to go ahead and end this one a little bit of a short episode just because I run low on time. Like I said, I only had 45 minutes to record today. I'm right at 38, so perfect timing. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Get your butts to Boise if you can. Get your butts to the TV and watch these games and support your Eagles as much as you can. Man, so, so excited. I keep saying that. But, man, can't wait to watch these Eagles on Sunday. And, get to the TV. Watch these guys. Keep following us on X and following us on Instagram. Instagram's been blowing up recently. That's been awesome. Had a couple of shorts get over 5,000 views. Shout out to you guys for, reposting and stuff and all that. But I think that's all we got, guys. Go Eagles!